Did you ever all of a sudden say, wow, here I am, this kid from Catoosa, and he's coming to my house, and he's doing this, and we're like this? Did you review that in your mind from time to time?
I did on a regular basis. I sure did. I'd give you a story that sums it up. We had corporate jets back when we had the oil business. I am en route from Tulsa to Augusta, Georgia, to play the master's course with a friend of mine from Tulsa who's a member there, with the wives. We lift off and have our breakfast, and we're going to get there and have lunch and then play. And as we're flying along, this friend of mine says, Don, in all your wildest dreams, did you ever think that you'd be living the way you live? I looked at him and I said, Bob, I didn't know people even live this way.
Let's talk about his wife, Mary Kay Chapman. She was born in 1920, died in 2002, would have made her 81 years old. She graduated from the University of Tulsa.
She did. She was a nurse.
Do you know how Alan and Mary met?
I do. He had been ill, needed a nurse at home, and she was doing, I'm not sure what they call it in nursing, freelance, where instead of working at a hospital or a doctor's office, she would be a private nurse. This is before I came to work full-time for him, but probably Mr. Carlson, who was running the business then, hired her to be his full-time nurse at his home. And he took a liking to her, and they ended up getting married.
So that's how they met.
She was his nurse.
And the children from this marriage?
No children from that marriage. Mr. Chapman had been married previously. Well, both of them had been married previously. She had no children, and he had a son. The son now lives just outside of Memphis in Mississippi.
So that would be Harry Allen Chapman Jr.
Correct.
So the relationship, did you see them a lot, Mary and Alan together? Did they come around together as a couple?
Oh, yeah. Their social life was always together. Not always, but the majority of the time they would be together. If you went to dinner, you'd go with both of them. But went down on the yacht, they would both be there.
Her personality, what she was like.
She was much more outgoing than him, but not social. I mean, she was not a socialite. She had a real strong feeling for the less fortunate and was highly involved in charity work in Tulsa. She wanted those who didn't have to be able to get along well. Catholic Charities was one of her favorites, the Little Lighthouse. She didn't just send them a check. She would take them things they needed.
Hands-on.
Hands-on.
That all met the profile of the Chapmans, because James Chapman and his wife Lita were all about giving to charitable institutions.
That's right. And I think that carried over to Alan Chapman, and then from Alan to Mary Chapman. But she grew up in a totally different economic background than him, much less fortunate. Thus, she had this strong feeling to help those that were downtrodden.
I'm told she could be seen in Tulsa buying a truckload of blankets to give to the poor.
That's right. She'd give that, say, to Catholic Charities, the homeless shelter.
And she would even hand out blankets single-handedly.
She would. Fans in the summer, air conditioners.
And obviously did not look for any attention when they did that.
In fact, she kind of shunned it.
Do you have any stories about them together as a couple?
She really liked to play slot machines. Kind of an unusual thing, but in Nassau, they would dock their yacht at a place called Hurricane Hole, and that was probably 3 blocks from the casino. There were several restaurants in conjunction with the casino and the hotels there. I'm talking very nice, elegant restaurants. They enjoyed having a nice dinner and then gambling. She would play the slot machines, and he would shoot craps. And it was fun. Neither ever won or lost any large amount of money. I mean, you're not going to lose much on the slot machines. And he wouldn't bet much on craps, but he enjoyed the challenge.
That just seems strange, doesn't it?
It does seem strange. But they liked it. And after he passed away, she continued to use the boat and do the gambling and have her friends down. When she'd be in Tulsa, she liked to go to Las Vegas. She always stayed at the same place, the Golden Nugget, which is not one of the big fancy ones, but they knew her. They took care of her. They comped a lot of things, and she liked that. She liked for me to take her out there. We had a corporate jet at the time, and I don't know why, because I seldom spent the night. But we'd go out and get on the jet. She'd usually have either a lady friend or a couple with her. We had a driver and a car out there. He would pick us up at the fixed base operator, and I would take her straight to the Golden Nugget. The concierge knew me when I walked in, and I'd go get her registered, make sure the room was fine. I'd go back and get on the plane, come home. 4 or 5 days later, go back and get her. For some reason, I was that security blanket for her. Now, if I was involved in something and couldn't, my wife sometimes would fill that void for me because Mrs. Chapman felt very comfortable with her. My daughter, who works here in the office now, has made that trip to Vegas with her a few times. And we had a woman more her age that I'd introduced Mrs. Chapman to that once or twice when something would be needed at her home and I was out of town, I would have this lady, her name was Wanda Roper. I'd have Wanda to take her to Vegas.